Welcome to another edition of the Washam Science Podcast. In this podcast, we will be looking at a specific plant structure, the leaf. Leaves are the principal structure that are produced by the stems. This is where photosynthesis takes place. The only exception to photosynthesis taking place in leaves are with cacti, as cacti produce spines, and instead the photosynthesis takes place in the thick, green, fleshy stems of the cacti. Some of the functions of leaves is primarily to produce photosynthesis, but there are many uses of the leaves, including food, mulch, cooling in the summer, wildlife habitat, and they also help with wind, dust, and noise reduction. Let's get to some structures of the leaf. The outer layer of the leaf is called the epidermis. Just like our outer layer of our skin is called the epidermis, it is the same on a leaf. Below that, you're going to find what's called the palisade layer. It's an area filled with tissue that is the main place for chloroplast and photosynthesis. Remember, chloroplast is a part of the cell where the cell produces sugar or glucose, C6H12O6, for food for itself, for the plant. In return, it gives off oxygen, which we as humans use for cellular respiration. Underneath the palisade layer, you will find what's known as the vascular bundles. The vascular bundles are what are known as leaf veins, or what we know as xylem and phloem. So there'll be a couple vascular bundles underneath the palisade layer, and these vascular bundles are surrounded by a very not tightly packed layer at all called the spongy mesophyll, and it's just a bunch of tissue that's kind of in there together, and it's where the movement of oxygen, carbon dioxide, and water vapor takes place as it moves through and gets to the chloroplast for photosynthesis. Below the spongy mesophyll, you're going to find stomata. Stomata are the natural openings in the leaves. This allows for water vapor, carbon dioxide, and oxygen exchange into the leaf. So again, CO2 will be coming in along with water, and oxygen will be coming out, O2. Around the stomata are guard cells. Guard cells have a specific function, and that is to help open and close the stomata to allow for the exchange of gases. Remember that there's two types of leaves. There's what's known as a simple leaf, and a simple leaf is just a leaf blade coming off the stem, whereas a compound leaf is going to have several leaflets that come off the stem, and there's a whole bunch of different types of compound leaves. So that is a little quick look at the plant structure, the leaf. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Washam Science Podcast, and we'll talk again soon.